Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. TGIF, thank God it's Friday. I love it. We usually start off on Monday saying, thank God it's Monday. Tuesday, thank God it's Tuesday. But there's something special, something really special about being able to say, thank God it's Friday, right? So how's your week been? Well, welcome to the podcast. We used to do these, and they seem to be pretty popular. People able to listen, don't have to log into Facebook and watch. They just get to listen. Hey, and you can kind of sneak it in too, can't you? You can kind of sneak it in. So let me tell you what we've got going on here, a little housekeeping with the podcast. Want to have a quick huddle up. The podcast allows me to do this in a quick way. I don't have to set up the camera. I don't have to worry about lighting or anything like that. We're not going exclusively to a podcast either. We don't intend on doing that, but it's going to allow me to come to you more frequently. Those of you that need it, you know, some of us need a little extra motivation, don't we? Some of us do. So this is going to help me do that. Also, I'm sitting here looking on Facebook, Shibboleth members only. Somebody logged into my account. So somebody posted that we're having the podcast right now. You should be able to make comments, ask questions right there in the Shibboleth members only group where you see the podcast. Hopefully I'll see those. This is they've done some upgrades with this thing. So hopefully I'll be able to catch any questions that you have. Anybody there? All right. So hopefully I'll be able to catch any questions that you might have on Facebook. Let me see. I think there's another place here. Bear with me. Episode 1. It's going to be awkward. Let me get this back up here. Just hang tight, my friends. If you're just joining, thank God it's Friday. Welcome aboard. All right, I'm in the link. And hopefully you can make comments and ask questions there as well. I'll jump back and forth. So good morning, everybody. Let's get this thing going. I hope there's some folks out there that can hear me this morning. I hope there's some lonely hearts that can hear this. But today, on this Friday, I want to talk to you about everything that we've got going on. You know, we pride ourselves on meeting people where they are. I think that's really important that you meet people where they're at. And we try to do that. And I guess part of the messaging gets off for us is we might spend a little time focusing on one distribution method that we utilize to get our program out there. Like we might have a challenge going on. We might have a weight loss challenge going on. You know, those weight loss challenges appeal to certain people. They appeal to certain people. Some people like the competition of it. In fact, I know people that if they're not able to participate in a challenge or a competition, a weight loss competition, they won't do the program. Now, I think that they're going to struggle. I think they're going to struggle if all they're after is the competitive aspect of competing against other people to lose weight. If they're not interested in learning the program the right way, I think they're going to struggle. I've seen it happen. I've seen people join our weight loss challenges and lose up to 30 pounds in 30 days. I've seen people do better than that. Could that possibly be healthy to lose that much weight that fast? If you do it our way, yeah, you're going to be a lot more healthy losing the weight than not losing the weight, for sure. And we're eating healthy foods. But they like to compete. They like the challenges. And internally, if our team is focusing on weight loss challenges, and that's what we're talking about, it seems those folks that are not into the competitive aspects of a challenge, they become discouraged and disheartened that we're talking so much about challenges, weight loss challenges. I get it. I understand that. It seems that it's human nature to look for a way out instead of a way in. I mean, a lot of times I'll get an email that says, Travis, I just don't do the program anymore because y'all put so much emphasis on challenges, and I don't do challenges. I wish y'all would get back to teaching nutrition. But then look what happens. Look what happens. Then we spend time, like I announced last night, we've got a four-week class coming up. It's for anyone that wants to learn nutrition, 4 weeks. A group will start together and a group will end together. So we put that out there last night. It's not a challenge, no competition. I suppose that you're competing against yourself trying to be better tomorrow than you are today. I suppose that's a component of what we're about to start with this four-week class. So you announce that, and then I get a message from someone last night that says, I'm going to wait till you do another challenge. See, you can never please everybody. You can't be all things to all people, but yet we try. Stay with me. We do the challenges. But I think people forget that we also teach a lifestyle and we teach nutrition. A challenge allows someone to get that whole new factor again. Whereas when we start a nutritional class, people begin the nutritional class and it's got some newness on it, that new car smell the first week. But then by the second and third week, I don't have anybody left in class because they've already let life get in the way. But Travis, I can't start during those times that y'all announce these things. Well, you know, we've got the learn at your own pace part of it down too. You can simply, at your own pace, watch the daily doses, take the test, pass the test, earn the badge. I went to college for 4 years, and I lacked about a semester before I could graduate after 4 years. I had to work through college, so I didn't always get a full load. So after 4 years, I was still going to need about 5 classes to graduate. Didn't do it. Went on, went into the workforce and got married and all that stuff. Well, when I got ready to go back, really my only option was thank God for the internet, was online classes. And I took some that were go at your own pace, and guess what happened? I didn't schedule any time to sit down and participate in any such classes. So I struggled after paying my money getting going with those types of classes. That it seemed it worked better for me to have a start date where I was forced to learn or I was throwing my money away. But over time, I started taking a lot of the nutritional information I've learned, wellness coaching that I've learned has been through those online type courses, go at your own pace. And I learned real quick that I was going to have to schedule time and take it seriously. Nobody was going to make me do it. There had to be something inside of me that wanted to do it really bad. There had to be a big why. There had to be a big upside for me to schedule that time and make it happen despite a busy life and workload. Sometimes we just have to become more resourceful with our time. The good things in life, you're going to find the good things that you can accomplish in life, like losing weight. Don't nobody really care but you. We all should care, because if somebody's unhealthy because they're overweight, it's affecting us all. So if you're out there and you're listening and you're healthy, everybody that's overweight and dealing with the unintended consequences of obesity, you're having to pay more than your fair share. And I'm sorry that I let you down, because I was 300 pounds and on 4 prescription medications, and somebody was having to pay more than they should so I could pay less than I should, because I was eating myself to death. And that's a fact. That's the facts, Jack. Plain talk is easily understood, isn't it? But I had to change. I had to really want to do whatever it is that I've accomplished, whatever it is that you're wanting to accomplish. You're going to have to want to do it, because the good things in life that you accomplish, ain't nobody going to make you do them, because the facts are, don't nobody love you enough. You're going to have to love yourself more than mama loves you, more than daddy loves you. Listen, mama and daddy ain't even going to make you do it. They might try to talk to you about it, but they won't talk to you about it for long. You're infringing on their time. They don't love you enough to tell you you need to get some of that body fat off your rear end. You're going to have to love yourself enough. I'd like to say that I love you enough. I'd like to say, look, I'm going to love you as much as you love yourself. And that's about the truth of it there. That's about the truth. I'm glad God gave me a passion and desire to help people lose weight. I know it comes from above, because I can go to bed burned out with people and get up the next morning raring and ready to go. I want to see somebody change their life. I can love you as much as you love yourself. I really can. Call it a God thing. But let's just say this. There comes a point in time, I don't even love you enough, because you're infringing on my time. You're going to have to love yourself enough. You're going to have to love yourself enough to talk yourself into it, not out of it. You're going to have to love yourself enough to revisit your goals, your weight loss and wellness goals, morning, noon, and night. You're going to have to love yourself enough to make time to come to class or at least listen to a recording. You're going to have to make yourself time to open up that meal plan and that meal idea list that Sasha sends y'all every morning, Monday through Thursday. You're going to have to be dedicated enough to look at the darn thing. You know, she even gets reports about who's opening them, how many people open them and how many don't, and it's like almost nobody opens them. So I'll say, well, darling, quit sending them. Quit sending them. She said, I can't, because the minute I quit sending them, she said, I get so many people say you didn't send it out this morning. And I said, you're getting more people say you didn't send it out than actually open it. And she laughed, and I laughed, and it's the darn truth. And then you talk to people, well, you didn't even look at your meal idea list that we sent. And they say, yeah, but I'm going to get around to it one day, someday. So meanwhile, you're suffering. Meanwhile, you're in pain. Why would you live like this when there's such an easy, fun way to eat and live whereby you can lose weight and keep it off? But I'm sorry, I digressed. Let's get back to it. Regardless of your mood, regardless of your personality, we have walking challenges going on right now. We have Jason's weight loss challenge going on right now. We have Relapse to Reloaded going on right now. We've got a four-week nutritional class that's not a challenge beginning Monday. If you want information on it, send me an email, travisjack777@gmail.com. travisjack777@gmail.com. I'll get you information. Travis, I don't do good in groups. I don't do well in groups. I need one-on-one. Let me get a sip of spark. I need a little spark me up right now. By the way, this podcast brought to you by AdvoCare Spark. Not officially, but I'm having some. It's good. That's good. That's good stuff, Pocampo. Real good. So we've got all these different things going on, right? Challenges, nutritional classes, and you don't do good in groups. I do better one-on-one. Well, from what I have researched, one-on-one nutritional consultations run you anywhere from $75 to $150 an hour. Can run more. So then you could say, well, I may not can afford that. If you were convinced it changed your life, you would find a way to afford that. But here's the deal. We don't charge you. You just go to mentor.gymbook.com, and whatever your problem is, I don't know what to eat, I'm confused, I don't like Travis's style of teaching, whatever it is, I need a three-day meal plan, I need a one-week meal plan, I need to learn how to use the website, I need to learn how to generate a new meal plan every day, I need to learn how to combine these foods, I don't understand MCT oil, I don't understand this, I don't understand that.
and I need one-on-one. We do that for you too. I'm not trying to be condescending. I'm just trying to let some hurting heart out there know you cannot come up with a reasonable excuse not to lose weight if you'll come go with us. The program is changing lives. It's affecting lives in a major way. By the way, before we continue on here, be with you a few more minutes this morning. I want to welcome all of our listeners. I want to welcome our new listeners. If you have a question, we've got about 12 minutes left in this podcast. If you have a question, please feel free to call in. You can call in at 929-477-1287. I'd love to hear from you this morning. Maybe you just have a praise report. Maybe you have a testimony. If you got a good internet connection, we'd love to hear from you. You may inspire and help someone. The number to call in is 929-477-1287. One more time, 929-477-1287. We'd love to hear your praise report this morning. We'd love to answer a nutritional question for you. And if you'd like to be anonymous, just state that. When we answer the phone, just say, hey, I just want to be anonymous, but I have a weight loss question. We will hang up on hecklers. For whatever reason, podcasts get more hecklers than a live broadcast. I think it's because you can be anonymous. Ain't that funny how people are? But anyway, back to it. So we'll meet you where you're at if you've got a willing and wanting heart. Travis, this is the first I've ever heard of this. Can I have regular food? Do I have to buy prepackaged food? You can have regular food. We'll teach you to shop at your regular grocery store. We'll teach you how to combine foods in such a way that you blowtorch the fat off your body. Travis, I like to cook. No problem. Thousands of recipes that we can even modify your granny's recipes and show you how to have them Shibboleth approved. Even on Thanksgiving. We can teach you how to do it. There's almost no recipe we can't improve. Travis, I like chocolate. Not a problem. Travis, I like salted. Not a problem. Sounds too good to be true. Probably should be. I think the reason we get supernatural results is because we give the Lord the credit. Bless the name of the Lord at all times. I lost my weight because of the Lord, and if you lose weight, it'll be because of the Lord. Amen. So it's Friday. It's Friday. Talking about excuses, Friday's tough for all of us, isn't it? This is when people say the struggle is real. I hope you don't really mean that, though. I hope it's just a figure of speech. We're not struggling. To have shelter, to have clothing, to have a weight loss program where we can drop up to a pound a day and get our life back and still eat, have hamburgers, hot dogs, watermelon, just need to know how to combine it. I hope, my friend, you don't really call that struggling when there's people all over our planet that's really struggling. These people all over our planet got situations and crises that they're going through that they can't do nothing about. This is something you can do something about and you can fix it. You don't ever have to whine about it, complain about it again. You can get off the pity potty and you can get this done. We're the most blessed people. The Bible said, Jesus said, He prayed for everybody in that day. He prayed for all of us that would come too. So we're covered in the blood. And he said to them in that day, he said, you all are blessed because you can see and believe. But there's coming a group, coming a people that won't see me, but yet they'll still believe and they're more blessed than you. We think that Peter, James, John, all them boys, we thank Mary, we thank all of them, they were blessed because they seen Jesus. Jesus said we're more blessed because of our faith. We're more blessed. We have not seen, but we have believed. And if we believe in Him, we can do all things through Christ Jesus, which strengthens us. There's no mountain. It doesn't matter how much weight you have to lose. There's no mountain that can stand before you and prevent you from losing this weight. No mountain of fat that can stop you. There's not enough diet demons in hell to stop you from losing weight if you'll get serious and give your life and heart back to the Lord. What do you mean, Travis? I'm a born-again Christian. What do you mean? Give that part of your life to the Lord. Give that part. You may have given all these other parts to the Lord, but that may be something you're not giving to the Lord. That's yours. You want to eat when you want to eat, as much as you want to eat. And it does gratify your flesh. It does indulge the flesh for a little bit. But then you're left feeling regret, feeling pain, continuing down the prescription road medication. The Bible says if we eat or drink, we ought to do it unto Him. So how about trying our approach and eating breakfast for the Father, lunch for the Son, dinner for the Holy Spirit? How about making a decision? How about deciding to do it and it's done? It's Friday, people. Now, I structure my weeks like this. Yours may be different. We know that we get 6 holidays per month whereby we can lose weight and keep it off forever. We get that. We understand that. We get 6 days a month where we can eat anything we want to. I said that wrong because I had a distraction over here. Somebody's looking at me. Yes, yes. Thank you. Thanks. Sorry about that. We get 6 holidays per month, 6 hog trough days per month, eat anything we want to eat and still lose weight. So I structure my days like this. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I'm busy, and even if I ain't, I'm going to eat right. But I'm usually busy. I can keep my mind off food, but even if I ain't busy, I'm not going to eat. I'm going to have perfect days. After 2 perfect days, I'm efficiently burning fat. And then Friday or Saturday night, I'm going to pick a meal, and I'm going to have a holla meal. But then I'm going to get right back on. I love maintaining my happy weight. I love maintaining my level of fitness. I just feel so much better. It does something for me that food cannot do. Some people, though, if they plan on having a holiday on Friday night, they can't stop themselves because the enemy comes on Saturday and says, you know, you got another opportunity to go out tonight with your buddies, with your friends, whatever. You got this coming up, that coming up, graduation's coming up. There's something to eat, something to do. So I'm going to go on and do it on Saturday too. And then Sunday you get up and the enemy says you blew it on Friday, blew it on Saturday. Might as well blow it today and start over on Monday. It's a vicious cycle. You're not making any progress. You're just moving, just spinning your wheels. If you're trying to lose weight, I promise you, if you'll plan 6 holla meals a month or holidays, but all of your other days are what we call perfect days, following the system, you'll lose body fat so fast that it'll blow your mind. If you don't believe me, go to www.shibolethministry.com and look at all the testimonies. In fact, the program's so powerful, it scares me because people will start the program. They've got a lot of weight to lose. They don't do it like I tell them to do it, but they still lose weight so fast they don't realize that they're going to hit a plateau because they're not truly having perfect days in the beginning. It's very important that in the beginning you install the habit of having really, truly perfect days, following the component definitions of the program, learning the categories of food, combining them right, eat breakfast for the Father, lunch for the Son, dinner for the Holy Spirit. You'll lose body fat so darn fast, it'll blow your mind if you have 24 to 25 perfect days a month. Travis, I want to have holidays every day. Then you have to kind of relook at your goals. Then your goal is to indulge the flesh. You understand that that's going to come with unintended consequences, and you're willing to live with those unintended consequences, but you so love food, you so idolize food, you've so given yourself over to it, you're willing to live with the unintended consequences of obesity. You're willing to live with that, so don't worry about it. You don't need this program. You don't need to waste another minute with it or any other program. Just accept the fact that you love food and it's the greatest joy of your life and go and do it. And don't worry about the consequences. Just be joyful. Keep giving yourself over to food. Because you cannot have your cake and eat it too. Or you balance that out. You say, you know what? I'm going to have these hog trough days 6 days a month, but all my other days are not going to be just okay. I'm not going to do so-so. They're going to be darn perfect. I'm going to have perfect days. So you're headed into the weekend. Maybe you are fired up. Maybe you're so fired up you could whip a bear with a switch and you realize there's plenty of good foods that you can even enjoy on the weekend. Tonight, I'm going to have pasta. I'm cooking me some pasta tonight. Some approved pasta. I'm looking forward to my approved pasta. You know why? Because I like pasta. I can eat pasta the way I used to eat it and I can gain weight, or I can eat it the way the recipe dictates now. Still tastes like pasta, but I lose weight. I don't have to go out and stuff my face just because it's Friday night. And I'll feel so much better when I get done eating my approved pasta. It's just about refocusing. It's about focus. It really is. Our actions are dictated by what we focus on. I'm focused on my goals. I'm focused on the foods I do love, not on the foods that I don't love. And that's what I want you to do. So it's Friday. Maybe you're going to try to persevere through the entire weekend. Or maybe you're going to plan one holiday and you just have one holiday meal. Look, if you do it this way, if you strategize this way, there's two types of holidays. There's the planned holiday and there's the accident. The planned holiday you should never feel bad about. So every week I plan one holla meal. That's where I don't have an entire hog trough day. I just have one little holiday meal. Nothing wrong with that because I'm going to get right back on the program. So I can have anything I want, excuse me, one meal per week. If I do that each week, that takes up four holidays during my month. But that leaves me with two for accidents. We're all going to have a low point. We're all going to have an accident. So I build those in. I don't say I'm going to have six planned holidays because then I'll go over six holidays and I have to start calling them blow it days. And then I need to call for a May Day. But I plan it out that way. I work so hard. I work so I can earn the right to have that holla meal. Most of the time I get through the month without having six holidays. But if I plan to have six holidays, I'm probably going to have more than that, and I'm going to get in trouble. Because after every holiday, it takes 2 days to get back into efficient fat burning. If you'd like to call in before I go today, the number is 929-477-1287, 929-477-1287. Love to hear from you. Love to answer questions anonymously or not. If you have a testimony, would love to talk to you on the air, live on the air this morning. But we're getting ready to go. I want to encourage everybody to reach out to me. Let me get you to the right person. We'll meet you where your personality and mood is if it's reasonable. Now, if you say I want to lose weight and still drink a case of beer every day, we need to have a come to Jesus. You know, you can incorporate wine. There's nothing you can't incorporate into this program. And if you think there is something that you can't incorporate in the program, we need to get you a mentoring session. We're not going to charge you for it. We need to get you a mentoring session to help you get back on track. Because life's too short for you to live in a body that you're not taking care of. That body is your vehicle. That body is what's transporting your spirit in this gravity-laden world wherever it goes. And you need to take care of it. Not just need, you have to. The Bible says, whoever destroys the temple, I'll destroy them. So this is your temple. This is your vehicle. You should have a vested interest in taking very good care of your temple. And we have solutions for you to do that, regardless of personality. Regardless if you prefer group settings, regardless if you prefer challenges, regardless if you prefer one-on-one, this little ministry has your back covered, but you've got to reach out and ask for help. And we're a small team, so if we miss something, don't look for an excuse. Well, they didn't answer me. Ask again. We'll catch it. We'll get you help. In 6 months from now, your life can be changed forevermore. You do not have to live this way. And look, when you reach your goal, when you get all this weight off, you and I will lift up our hands and we'll bless the name of the Lord together and give him the credit because he richly deserves it. Let's get your life back. Let's get you to watching those daily doses, taking the test, passing the test, earning the badge, learning how to combine all foods in such a way that you target and remove unwanted body fat. Let's get you fired up about persevering through a weekend instead of you're exhausted, you're tired, you've been there for your family. Now you need to put some wind in your sails and you're going to use the weekend to do it. And the way you do it is eat Friday, eat Saturday, eat Sunday. You are not making progress. So come go with us. We'll do you good. I've enjoyed talking to you this morning. This was just a little pilot trying to give you some encouragement, but also testing out the new Blog Talk platform. And hopefully this went well. Some folks got to listen. It gives people an opportunity to listen in without people seeing them watch something on a monitor. So I like to walk and listen to stuff and all that kind of stuff. This will also go in our app. We'll add this to the Travis Martin podcast app so that it's there if you want to listen to it later. Just know that we love you. We want to help you lose weight. We know we can if you've got a willing and wanting heart. Thanks for joining in this morning. Let us know in comments. Let us know via reaching out to us if you want us to keep coming to you via podcast. TGIF, thank God it's Friday and bless the name of the Lord. We'll see you next time.